All right, folks, Elon Musk has just revealed his Optimus robots. He has claimed that in the very near future, that every single individual, including you and I, are going to have one of these things in our home, giving us a snapshot of exactly what we've already been shown through predictive programming, through Hollywood movies, and it's called iRobot. If you've not seen this movie, take a chance on the weekend or during the week. If you get some extra time, go watch this movie. Why? Because I believe it's a snapshot of what could be lying ahead in the future. We're going to talk about that today. Also, what are the prophetic significance of this? What's the prophetic ramifications of this? Could the future of the end times and what Daniel the prophet saw, John the Revelator saw, could it include this type of intelligence? We're going to tackle all of this today on today's podcast. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Monday, October the 14th. We want to welcome you to the program. This is a quick video. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. We're going to tackle one particular topic. I'm going to show you this creepy, we're going to show you a creepy video of the new, these robots, these Optimus robots, these humanoids that was revealed in Elon Musk's recent unveiling of these things. We're going to talk about the claims he made and all that stuff today. Before we get started, can you help us out? Help us get some eyes on this video. You can do that by smashing that like button. Also, take it a step further, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and you can keep up with this on these social media platforms. So let's get into this. I'm going to show you this article. All right, so this headline says it all right here. This is out of the Sun. This is a publication here that is also in the United Kingdom as well. But here it is. iRobot watch moment. Elon Musk unveils his creepy faceless Optimus robots that he boasts can do anything. They can even babysit your children. According to the reports, the tech billionaire will unleash these humanoid robots into his Tesla factories next year, 2025, before they're made available to other companies in 2026. I'm going to say that. So these things will be, they'll be manufactured, shipped to his Tesla factories next year, and then made available to all other companies by 2026. I want to show you this. We're going to scroll down here. I'm going to show you this. And we've got video too. We'll show you the video of this, but here's a look at this. If you're watching by Rumble or by YouTube, you'll see this. So again, he claims that these robots are going to revolutionize our lives. Hopefully when we get into this video, we'll talk more about this, but he talks about how they will be incorporated in every aspect of our lives as assistants. Here in this picture, you can see that these robots are playing games with our children. Boy, that's all we need, right? We just need we need humans to be MIA, parents to be MIA, completely absent from your children because you got too much work to do. You got things you want to do. So you just stick your, you know, if it's not bad enough that you throw your child in the corner with a tablet, just throw them in the corner with a tablet and a Optimus humanoid robot. Now, here's another picture. Now, this is one. This is going to be the selling point. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the selling point of these robots. These robots are seen here watering plants, taking out the trash, doing chores, learning to cook, learning to serve meals, making your bed, cleaning your house. I'm telling you, don't even act like 95% of you guys, y'all didn't just get a twinkle in your eye. And now you're probably going to make a fund available. You're going to have a savings fund so you can get one of these things and have it in your home. All right, let's watch the video of this and we'll talk more about this.
developed for our cars, the batteries, power electronics, the advanced motors, gearboxes, the software, the AI inference computer, it all actually applies to a humanoid robot. It's the same techniques. It's just a robot with arms and legs instead of a robot with wheels.
So here they come. So what he's saying here is all the technology that's been introduced into our handheld devices, the battery, the AI interface, because these new iPhones, and I would assume the Androids, because I am an iPhone user. I'm not an Android user. Probably most of the time, Android's already one step ahead as far as a lot of this technology. So if iPhone's got this or iOS, I know Android's got it. The new AI interface and incorporated into the new phones and the new operating systems coming out. So this is what he's saying here, that basically what this thing is just, it's the same technology. It just now has arms, legs, a face, or actually it's faceless, but it has a voice. It will communicate. It will interact with you. It will do things. And here they are. They're all walking out on stage here, so you can see
exactly. And we've made a lot of progress with Optimus. And as you can see, we started up with someone in a robot suit, sort of dab. And then we've progressed dramatically year after year. So if you extrapolate this, you're really going to have something spectacular. Something that...
I mean, think about, this is our robot, guys. I can't pull up the videos because we'll get hit with copyrights. But again, if you've not seen the movie with Will Smith, and I'm not the biggest Will Smith fan, but I'm just saying for the purpose of informing and educating yourself, because I believe a lot of these movies, and I've said this for a long time, a lot of these movies are predictive programming. A lot of these programs, movies, series, all these things is predictive programming. This is literally our robot. They created these robots, and then it didn't turn out well for them. It turned out in a Terminator, Skynet type of ending for them, where the robots turned on humanity. And I know that's science fiction, but man, look at, I mean, we're taking the steps closer and closer and closer to this.
Anyone could own. So you could have your own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. And I think at scale, this would cost something like, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000. Probably less than a car is my prediction long term. You know, take us a minute to get to the long term, but...
All right, now he's going to start showing how this thing... This is the selling point for this thing. Watch this.
But fundamentally, at scale... The Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term.
So now I know you guys got $30,000 just to throw around, right?
And what can it do? It'll basically do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn.
Look at
this. Get groceries. Just be your friend. Serve drinks. Whatever you can think of, it will do. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I think this will
taking the groceries in the house and the car
be the biggest product ever of any kind. Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement right there. Now, again, according to Elon Musk, this faceless bot, dubbed an autonomous assistant or a humanoid friend by Tesla, can be seen picking up a parcel at the doorstep, watering plants, as a human family enjoys their time together. It can then be seen joining in on the fun and playing games with a dad and his children before it goes on to help the mother in the kitchen. It will basically, again, he says, do anything. I want to show you this. Look at the capabilities of this thing. This thing can walk forward, squat and squat walk. It can sidestep. It can turn while walking. It can lift objects from the ground up to eye level. It can squeeze or grip an object and lift it. It can climb stairs. It can squat and pick up an object. It can walk on a slope or a hill. It can, it's capable of sliding objects, using a drill, pushing and pulling objects, turning with an object, and using a screwdriver. Now, again, I want to ask you, this is a serious question. Let me know. I want to know this in the chat and in the chat below. Would you have one of these things in your home? If this was affordable, $30,000 it sounds ridiculous. And I don't, unless you're, again, very, very well off and you're in an elite class that you can afford something like this, the average person is never going to have one of these things in their home at that price. Now, what happens if this thing, you know, gets to a point where of mass production and it lower, the price gets to the point where it's so low that it's like the iPhone and it's affordable for every individual to have in their home? I want to, again, we're asking a serious question here. Would you have one of these things in your home in the name of convenience, keeping your house clean, doing your chores, picking up the garbage, taking it out, doing stuff with your kids, changing your child who has had an accident in his diaper, doing lawn work? Could you imagine driving by a neighborhood and these things are out in the yard doing lawn work? They're trimming bushes, they're mowing the yard, they're watering plants. Again, go back and watch iRobot. That's what happened. That was the selling point for these things. Then they put them out there for security purposes, to protect homes and to protect citizens. But again, it didn't end well in the end. The creator of AI, ChatGPT, the AI bot ChatGPT, recently said that this technology, this AI bot ChatGPT, will be smarter than any human on the earth in just less than 5 years. This is a creepy statement that this man made. Again, ChatGPT, a groundbreaking artificial intelligent chatbot, will be smarter than any human on the earth in just a few thousand days. When you break this down, it's basically, he's saying within about 5 years' time. Again, this is according to its creator. Quote, it will be like the dawn of the internet on steroids. In a personal blog post titled The Intelligence Age, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said, quote, it is possible that we will have super intelligence in just a few thousand days. It may take longer, but I'm confident we'll get there. Oh boy, aren't you excited? How did we get to the doorstep of the next leap in prosperity? In three words, quote, deep learning worked. Artificial superintelligence is a hypothetical machine learning system with an intellectual scope beyond the smartest and most gifted humans on the earth. University of Oxford philosopher Nick Bostrom defines machine superintelligence as, quote, any intellect that greatly exceeds the cognitive performance of humans in virtually all domains of interest. Stop. Guys, you realize that Elon Musk and this guy right here, the Sam Altman guy, are two main individuals. These are like the poster childs of, watch this, these guys dream of cyborgs. They want half man and half flesh. They believe 100% what I'm about to tell you. They believe that the future of humanity will exist of us merging with machine. They believe that is the future for humanity. Quote, in the next couple of decades, we will be able to do things that would have seemed like magic to our grandparents. Altman envisions, listen to this, a future where every person will have a, quote, personal AI team full of virtual experts to help us complete tasks more efficiently. Quote, super intelligent machines may also help humans learn skills they could have never learned before, like becoming fluent in new language with the help of an on-hand virtual tutor. He also suggests that AI models will soon serve as personal assistants who carry out specific tasks on our behalf in a real hands-off approach towards human autonomy. AI could soon be used to solve problems humans haven't figured out yet when it comes to things like establishing space colonies and discovering new physics. Now, guys, just in case you're new to our program, maybe you're new to the platform, you've not been here very long, I want to emphasize, I believe, and I'm going to say this again, I've said this before, I 100% believe that this is the technology that is going to be incorporated and used in the future in the book of Revelation, howbeit Revelation chapter 13, where in which the false prophet will, according to Revelation 13, 14, he will tell those who dwell on the earth to create an image to the beast that was wounded by the sword and lived. And this image will be given the ability, this will be a demonic ability to breathe life into this image so that it may speak and cause as many to worship the Antichrist. I believe this technology that we're talking about today, this is prime, no pun intended. They're even calling this Optimus, where, again, if you're a Transformers fan, remember Optimus Prime? We're prime for this technology to be inundated into what I believe is Bible prophecy. And it's all coming to pass here. And again, and I want to talk about this Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, there was an image. Y'all remember this? Nebuchadnezzar had a dream in where which he saw an image. It was this tall image, and it had a head of gold, and it had a breast and arms of silver and belly and thighs of brass, legs of iron, and feet and toes that were made up of iron and clay. Y'all remember this? And all this image that he saw, Daniel interprets the dream for him and tells him that Nebuchadnezzar saw a cessation of empires, beginning with him, which was the head of gold, which was the Babylonian Empire, that it would fall, and then the Medes and Persians would come, which represents the arms of silver, the breast of arms and silver, and then the belly and thighs of brass. This would later be known as the Grecian Empire, led by Alexander the Great, that would take over the Medes and Persians. But then he would fall by the Roman Empire, which would fulfill the two legs of iron. And then and then eventually in the future, we're not there yet, but I believe it's forming, it's happening before us. The prophet and Nebuchadnezzar saw it. The Lord gave him the dream. Daniel interpreted it and said that there's coming in the days of the Son of Man coming, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said there will come 10 toes, the feet and 10 toes. This will make up 10 kingdoms. And he says, here's the weird, ironic part about this. He says that they will be partial iron and partial clay. Now, there has been various interpretations of this scripture. Some say that this Daniel saw there would be five from the west and five from the east, five that would be Western nations and five Muslim nations. Thus, you would get the iron and the clay, or the clay and the iron. But then, what if, I'm going to throw this out here, what if this is so far in the future that this technology, like Elon Musk is paving the way for? Think about this. I want to throw an hypothesis out here. We're almost, I'm not going to keep you long on this program today, but let me paint a hypothesis for you. What if it begins with humanoid robots as assistants in your home, but then they're so successful that the U.S. military, that the militaries around the world, China, Iran, North Korea, and so on, Russia, they begin to purchase mass quantities of these robots to be used on the battlefield as these AI super soldiers. By the way, that's not out of the realm of what they've already been discussing that they want. So now you've moved from the home to the battlefield, and I'm just throwing this hypothesis out there. You have nations now that has these AI super soldiers that are, watch this, could be all iron, or watch, what if we somehow we incorporate, we mesh metal with flesh or iron and clay? Could it be possible, ladies and gentlemen, that we could have a future where in which we have nations filled with cyborg soldiers on the field that are partial iron and partial clay? Is this what Nebuchadnezzar saw? Is this what John spoke of in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, when he says 10 kings will give their power over to the Antichrist in 1 hour's time? So the Antichrist will control these 10 toes that Nebuchadnezzar saw. The Antichrist will have possession of and control of these 10 kings and kingdoms that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream that are partial iron and partial clay. And by the way, clay, you know, in the book of Genesis, when we were created by the Lord, we were created from the dust of the ground. You look up that word in the Hebrew, and it literally means the clay. He took clay and basically mud and clay and breathed the breath of life into it, and we became a living being. That's in the book of Genesis. So that's where you can get your clay. And then the iron could be metal. And I know, guys, this may be a little bit different than what you've traditionally heard. All I'm doing is I want us to keep an open mind when it comes to some type. You know, the Bible, I've always believed in this rule of thumb. If the plain scripture makes sense, don't seek any other interpretation, okay? But there is some things in scripture that it's so complex and there's so much symbolism that there could be dozens of interpretations, because nobody can be completely dogmatic of it's this or it's that or it's this. So again, this is one of those circumstances, again, in the book of Daniel, we're told that these final 10 kingdoms that the Antichrist will control in the last days will be partially iron and partially clay. And I'm just telling you today, friends, that I believe the technology that will be used by the Antichrist and the false prophet is here and available today. And consequently, in Revelation 13, the false prophet will handpick and select individuals in the earth to create this image. And these guys who are on the forefront of this, all of them envision a future of flesh and metal merging together for the better of civilization. So I believe we're on to something here. So let me know what you think about in the chat. Let us know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you again. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. And guys, if you don't have our free app, go to your app store, go to your Android store, pick it up today. It's free. Hit that yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away. You'll be notified of every podcast like this, headline, breaking news. Everything will be right at your fingertips. And we love and appreciate you guys to get that. So it will be beneficial to you. Again, be sure to hit that like button to help us out. And of course, guys, if this ministry is a blessing to you, encourage you, equips you, informs you, all the above, we always want to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner of our ministry. And you can do that either electronically or through check or money order right there at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, don't forget tonight, we're going to be right back here tonight in the studio, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Why? Because we have our corporate prayer night. You don't want to miss this. Please come over here, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Come over here, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and be a part of our online family as we pray and seek the face of God for our families, for our nation, and for all the things that are going on. We've got so much stuff going on that we desperately need to seek heaven about. So we're going to do that tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So we're going to sign off for tonight. Or for today, excuse me, but we'll be right back on tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.